Now the crowd are rushing across the road from the embankment side, and the crowd are cheering. They're running along the pavement with the three cars coming along, three of them. They're running along the pavement level with the third car. They're waving their banners, they're waving their hats, and people are rushing across the road. Right below me, one or two people who obviously were not really come to this, so they couldn't help it for a moment, and they've dashed right across the road and lined themselves up with the people. Car comes, and with it, a policeman running along beside it. It's going very slowly. Now they've gone right round the car. The police can't help to keep them back. They've stampeded round the car. People have mysteriously appeared from everywhere. They've crowded round it. They're cheering. They're waving. They're giving a terrific cheer to him. I've never seen.
They're smiling down now from a window. Now yelling for a speech from him, and as he looks down with a smile that is pleased, out he comes again, looking out of the window. Everybody saying shush, trying to quieten the crowd so that Mr. Chamberlain can make a speech. And I'm afraid you won't be able to catch his speech very well, but if he does speak and I can catch what he says, I'll try to convey something to you of what he said. He's holding up his hand now for the crowd to quieten down. Everybody shouting for quiet. Quiet, everybody saying quiet.
My good friends, this is the second time in my history that there has come back from Germany to Downing Street peace with honor.
He's referring to Disraeli's great triumph on the Congress of Berlin in 1874, who also brought back peace with honor.
Here is Mr. Chamberlain.
There's only two things I want to say. First of all, I've received an immense number of letters during all these anxious times, and so has my wife. Letters of support and approval and gratitude. And I can't tell you what an encouragement that has been to me. I want to thank the British people for what they have done. Next, I want to say that the settlement of the Czechoslovakian problem, which has now been achieved, is, in my view, only the prelude to a larger settlement in which all Europe may find peace. This morning, I had another talk with the German Chancellor, Herr Hitler. And here is the paper which bears his name upon it as well as mine. Some of you perhaps have already heard what it contains, but I would just like to read it to you. We, the German Führer and Chancellor, and the British Prime Minister, have had a further meeting today and are agreed in recognizing that the question of Anglo-German relations is of the first importance for the two countries and for Europe. We regard the agreement signed last night and the Anglo-German naval agreement as symbolic of the desire of our two peoples never to go to war with one another again. We are resolved that the method of consultation shall be the method adopted to deal with any other questions that may concern our two countries, and we are determined to continue our efforts to remove possible sources of difference and thus to contribute to assure the peace of Europe.
Now you can hear the cheers and the cries of well done, Mr. Chamberlain, and three cheers for Neville and various things like that. The police are having to fight away for Mr. Chamberlain. It's a real triumph, this arrival. How much more impressive it is than any other one that he's made in the last 2 weeks. Almost as soon as he'd finished. Oh, now listen. You know what, that's a very tuneless version of, but he's a jolly good fellow. I see a big bunch of red and yellow flowers there which haven't succeeded in greeting him, although I know they were meant to. Now the crowd pushes round the car. Now, if you wanted to see a British crowd in real enthusiasm, you've heard that one. Mr. Chamberlain's car's driven away round the corner of the aerodrome control block here. The crowds are fighting their way behind it as he goes on his way towards Whitehall. Before we finish from here, may I say to viewers, will you please just stay where you are for the moment, because Freddie Griswold's coming back to you again in a moment. To sound listeners, to those in America who may have been listening, and to anybody else on the air, you may expect, I hope, to hear something of Mr. Chamberlain's triumphant arrival in the Whitehall area in something like 3/4 of an hour's time. For the moment, we say to you goodbye from Heston Airport.
The agreement for the transfer of Sudetenland to Germany was accepted by the Czechoslovak government after a cabinet meeting this morning. An official statement said that the Czech government, after considering the decision taken without them and against them, had no other alternative but to accept it. The British minister in Prague had communicated its terms to the government early this morning and said that Mr. Chamberlain expected a reply before noon. An official statement in Prague said that the Czechoslovak government expressed to the British minister its amazement at being given so short a time to consider a matter of such historic importance and of such crushing responsibility. The agreement makes Germany, Great Britain, France and Italy individually responsible for the gradual evacuation by the Czechs of the territories which are predominantly German, and their occupation by German troops in 5 stages, beginning tomorrow and finishing on the 10th of October. The evacuation is to be carried out without destruction of or damage to any existing installations for which the Czechoslovak government will be held responsible. It will be superintended in detail by an international commission consisting of the British, French, and Italian ambassadors in Berlin, the Czechoslovak minister, and the Secretary of State in the German Foreign Office. The Commission held its first meeting this afternoon.